This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Isaiah Joe on top of the logo. Pressure by Buddy Hield. And Joe goes to the Hield, knocks it away as Joe went down. Butler on the break, slows down, goes up, scored, and got fouled. What a play. It started with Buddy Hield putting pressure on Isaiah Joe.
I'm losing it.
You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
All right, Jimmy.
I'm losing it.
I think he had more pump fakes than shots last night.
It should be Jimmy pump fake.
I am mad at Jimmy.
All right. We get into calls, I'm going to stick up for one guy last night because he got hosed. This guy got hosed so bad, it's really not even fair.
Can I one guess real quick?
Sure.
Trace Jackson Davis.
That's correct.
How'd he get on?
I'll tell you exactly why. He's in the box score for 6 turnovers. That was wrong.
Wow.
That was wrong.
Okay, why?
Because I didn't know this. You can click on to the 6 in the box score and see all his turnovers. First one, Curry throws the ball out of bounds. He's got to make a save, and he throws it back in, and they steal it, and he gets the turnover. Then he got one of Curry's turnovers when he wasn't even on the floor.
What are you talking about?
Evan.
So if you go to NBA.com, like you can go look at every single shot, every single play.
I got it up now, E.
Well, kind of. Right. So you can go to the box score. It's interactive. If you click on Trace Jackson Davis's 6 turnovers, the number 6, it will show you all 6 clips that were put into the system by the official sack keeper in the Oklahoma City Thunder Stadium. And it will show you each of the plays.
Now that lack of
the first turnover, he wasn't in the game. The second one, Sonny's right, Curry threw it out of bounds. And there were also 2 that he got called for where he basically had an offensive rebound near the baseline and stepped out of bounds.
Wow.
So he got,
that one
with
got
6
stripped after an offensive
rebound. He had one illegal screen and a bad pass.
Yeah.
Wow.
Poor guy.
22 minutes for him, though, Sonny.
Well, that'll happen when you lose by 30. All right, here we go. Lamont in Oakland, get us started.
Lamont,
what's going on, Lamont? How you doing?
Good, fellas. How y'all doing this morning?
Trying to figure it out.
So there's not much to figure out in reality. The reality is they face a championship basketball team. They are not a championship basketball team. Mm. It's simpler than you think, really.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what people have been saying and all the rumblings about what they're supposed to do this year, but the reality is they face the best team in the NBA and a team that might be on its way to a dynasty. We don't know, but the reality is that's the best team in the league.
Yeah.
And so the Warriors are right where they're supposed to be, probably a 5th seed, 6th seed, something like that, I would say. I still think they can play without hitting the play-in. But when you look at the OKC team and how it's orchestrated, you got 2 athletic bigs in there. Now, where are the Warriors' athletic bigs who actually get some time?
Man.
They don't really have them, right?
Right.
Anthony Davis doesn't really play that much. Hartenstein and Chet Holmgren, as we can see, the league has back shifted again. So I was puzzled when the Warriors went and got Al Horford. Now, God bless him. He can make a three-pointer. He was on the Boston Celtics, but they even got rid of him. They even got younger with the bigs that they have. And so to think that this team could really go toe-to-toe with OKC, and even if they had won last night, I'm going to even say that, even if they had a good game last night, you got to play these boys seven times in the playoffs.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
This game shows them where they're at, but I don't think it should be depressing because they are not an NBA championship basketball
team. Okay, Lamont, I feel what you're putting down, but real quick, I hear you. What about Thursday of last week and Saturday, Indiana in Milwaukee?
Right.
That's inexcusable. So forget OKC, Lamont. What are your thoughts on that? Because that was unacceptable.
Well, inconsistent basketball teams can sometimes, you know, have issues. But I'm saying that's the first – it's first 12 games. They're going to have some issues, but they'll still make the play. They're a playoff team.
Okay.
They're a playoff basketball team. And that's fine. But they're not an NBA championship team. And once people realize that, we can stop killing the expectations of what's killing us, acknowledging what the Warriors are possible to do. Stop expecting them to get a chip and realize who they are and – some investment in these youngsters, like we talked about earlier, the young guys, and say, hey, we'll be a playoff team, and that's fine, but we are not going to win the championship anytime soon, and just, we got to embrace that. It's okay. We got
thanks
four it. Of them.
Thanks, Lamont. Appreciate the call.
I don't agree, Stoney.
What don't you agree with?
Like, Lamont's like you and my boy Reg B from the Uni. He texted me last night saying, I was so down, I needed a diary in an outlet outside of you and Evan, and he responded just like you, because you guys are similar. He was like, couldn't you see it coming? They're old. Yeah. So Lamont doesn't expect a championship.
Right.
But damn near five of my brothers at the summit, outside of you, we thought they got action. And I said Western Conference Finals. And that's why I'm holding them to that stand.
Well, okay.
Fair. I get OKC. Fair. But down 36, so that's embarrassing.
Are you willing at any point to say, as the season progresses, maybe they might not be that team?
No, I want to know why they're not the team of last year, the second half after the Jimmy Butler. All you added was Al Horford. So he couldn't have messed anything up. So I'm looking at you with your glasses on, Stoney. Like, just real quick, through 12, what the hell has changed?
One year. It's a new season. Nothing matters from last year.
Mm.
Draymond Green, after the game, made it clear something's going on in that locker room. This is what we're talking about.
In your losses, you guys' turnover numbers have been really high. Is that the biggest issue right now?
It's definitely an issue. But they had 20 turnovers, too, and they beat us by 30. So it's a lot more issues than just that.
What do you think is the biggest difference between the way you ended last season once Jimmy got here and what's going on right now?
I think everybody was committed to winning and doing that any way possible. And right now, it doesn't feel that way.
Personal agenda type stuff, or like, you know, I mean, I guess how was you kind of...
I think everyone has a personal agenda in this league, but you have to make those personal agenda work in the team confines. And if it doesn't work, then you kind of got to get rid of your agenda. Or eventually the agenda is the cause of someone getting rid of you. And so, you know, I think You don't want a team with no personal agendas, because a goal is an agenda, you know? And so you got to have some type of personal agenda. But like I said, you got your personal agenda must fit into the confines of the team.
All right. That was Draymond Green.
After he scored 3 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 turnovers, and you're the second on the team in turnovers with 32, why wouldn't somebody put the mic up there and say, let's talk about what you're doing and what you're not doing? Why are you careless with the rock, Draymond, at this point in your career? That's what I want to hear. You don't go up there and say all that and insinuate dudes are doing different stuff when you're not playing. This ain't the Draymond Green I know. I don't feel him when I watch Warrior games. And nobody's scared of him.
Right. Right.
But you want to get up there and go that route? That ain't cool to me. Steph can do that. And Jimmy.
Draymond Green
3 points.
Is available tonight. The big three are available. We'll see if they end up playing or not, but
hopefully the game goes four quarters.
It will.
You know what I mean.
Oh, you mean they're competitive?
Yes, that's the word. Well, wow.
I mean, this is San Antonio. They're a big team. They're an upstart. They're young.
Oh, man.
Let's go to Kevin in, by the way, Monty Poole,
oh, yeah.
NBC Sports Bay Area, coming up at 1 o'clock, covers the Golden State Warriors as well as anybody. Monty Poole at 1 o'clock. And Kevin's in Louisiana. Hey, Kevin, how are you, man? What's going on?
How you doing?
Good.
Look, Stoney, you were right as far as certain individuals, but nobody is paying attention to Curry's face. I had to bring my wife back to health with the same situation down here in Louisiana. It's going to take him at least 5 or 6 days to get back to normal with the stuff he had. Mm. But look, you got a guy in the G League that's balling out. Warriors need somebody at the point of attack.
Yes.
If you watch the film, well, Clyde can give you that because he can take people off the dribble. When Podzimski has the ball, they're not worried about him. Last night, they attacked Draymond and they attacked Steph. Those are the two guys at the point of attack. Yeah. They attacked them two people.
Mm.
You know, they didn't worry about Podzimski because they know Podzimski can get into the paint and he stops. The ball goes nowhere. He don't move the ball. You got to have somebody else at the point of attack that can keep the defense honest. And you got to get back to playing defensive basketball. I mean, they can fix this. I mean, I'm not panicking like that, but it didn't look good last night.
Right.
But Steph is not really 100% yet. You can see it in his face.
Mm. You might be right. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate the call.
You say,
why are they not? What happened? The first thing that happened is Draymond, Steph, and Butler are not playing even close to the level that they played in the last month or two of the season. It's not even close.
Right. Let's say, because that's scary, the season just started.
Right.
How can that be the case? Because what's going to happen when you log more miles and minutes on these legs? How can you get off to such a hard start is what I'm asking.
Because we still think that they have a game or they have a season of 10 years ago in them. They don't. Here's the other thing, and I'm who called before Tim in North Carolina, and he was right. I'm looking at that game last night, and I'm like, I watched the first quarter, second quarter. I'm like, they're probably not going to win this game. But then I'm thinking, well, even if they win this game, how the hell can they beat a team like this 4 times in the playoffs? And before I started thinking about it, I thought, well, it doesn't matter right now because, that's 5 months away. But you look at some of the teams around the league and you have to.
Yeah, no, I got.
You have to wake up.
Yeah, and maybe that's what I'm doing in front of you. This is therapy. Now, you always accuse me of making up words, and I may make up one, excuse me, right now. But what I don't like about this Warrior team is nobody can ha-ha or create and put pressure on the rim. Pods will do it, but he doesn't trust it because he's small and he knows it might get swatted. And I could put 8 more names. Dre ain't going to – like, there's no rim pressure from anybody outside Kuminga in a Warrior uniform and Jimmy on occasions. But I'm going to say this about Will Richard. Steiny, you know how much I love Jordan Poole. What was his Achilles heel? He was a turnstile on D. But on a good day, Jordan Poole could give you that wah-wah. I'm looking at Richard, and I'm thinking he can be, when I see him, the ball go in from deep, I'm wondering, with more minutes, and as he grows, if because they got the same body type, but he's stronger, like, maybe he could give guys the business when in due time, offensively, like Jordan Poole did, but defensively, he's got Moody in him. So I'm looking at Richard like the sky's the limit from the goo with you. But that's not what's going on here. What's going on here, Steiny, is, and you want to take the victory lap, you can, is I undersold this team looking old on most nights. And what's concerning is they're looking old and the race just started. My concern.
The one thing
Jimmy included.
The one thing I've always been worried about with the Warriors, and I've said it, and I've never really been able to explain it other than saying I've seen it. I can't really explain it, but a lot of times guys get old in a hurry.
Damn.
In the NBA. It, not all of them, but it can happen. And
you right, said a hurry.
Right now, I am worried that Draymond Green might be getting very old very quickly in front of our eyes. That's my biggest individual concern right now about this team, because without him giving you some level of defensive consistency, you're in big.
Yeah.
Not to mention what he can help with through Steph on the offensive end. But if he's turning into a role player, then they're just not the same team, and they're not as good.
I jotted this down, and you could tell me if I'm being unfair, or you could say, "Goo, that's what you wrote down with your pen." Don't be ashamed. But in the first quarter, the Warriors shot 9 three-pointers. 5 of them came from Green and post. And Stoney, I don't like that. The post part, I'm okay. He took 3. But I'm just like, that's what Dre's worked on. That's cool. But you're still not talking about what you're not doing defensively. And the ball's in his hands so much, I think he's in Butler's way at times. Get that ball. And in the second half, at the start of it, I don't know if you noticed, Jimmy had the ball in his hands more. And maybe we need to...
I did notice, because the ball stops with Jimmy. It just does. And you know what? That to me was one of the most frightening things. So they have an older team. So they probably... That team's going to have to be very discerning with how much they run and how much they play in the half court. But I'm watching this game last night, and I'm like, oh, my God. The Warriors can get shut down in the half court by this team.
Oh, man.
Like, they...
Man.
They just...
Everything offensively seems rushed.
Exactly. To me, it seems hard. Everything offensively is hard because...
That's worse.
Yeah. Well, when the ball sticks and you are... Again, I'll ask you this. Who on the Warriors can cook against that team? Because if you say Steph Curry, I'm going to say maybe, but...
What if I say Kuminga and slash Moody, Stoney?
That's a problem, because they're, like, Moody's lack of athleticism will show up against that team, and Kuminga's lack of a tightness with the ball will show up against that team.
He's dizzy. I'm a little upset with him, Stoney. He's not playing bad. He got off to a great start. But I always said about Kuminga, he's the Spider-Man meme. When he has to go get buckets or cook against guys that have same or more in regard to the athletic gifts and length, it gives him problems.
Yes. Yes, it does. Let's go to Caleb in Newark.
Oh, man.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. What's up, Caleb? How you doing, my man?
What's going on? Hey, Stoney, can you read through those readings again real quick?
Which one?
The whole thing? I didn't hear it.
Not the right day.
Hey, what's up, Caleb?
I'm feeling good. What's up, y'all? I'm 3 days post. I had my wisdom teeth taken out.
Oh, ooh, nice.
I'm getting out of the pain.
You're going to lose some weight if you need to. I know I lost some.
Yeah. But before I start, though, in all seriousness, dude, man, I hope the wifey's all
right,
man.
Right on, man. I appreciate that. Right on. Look at Caleb, my man.
There you go. But look, I want to break down, because everyone's talking about this Draymond Green stuff. First of all, you know it's always entertaining in a Warriors season. It never disappoints. Look, he's not talking about specific guy. He's talking about the whole team. And you know what? I think it goes good to this. Steve Kerr said the team is exhausted. All these back-to-backs, they're tired. They got to weather the storm. And when you're tired as an athlete, you tend to start playing not in the confines of the team. You start trying to do stuff on your own because things aren't going good and you're trying to just figure stuff out. The team is going to be fine. They're just, in my opinion right now, I think they're exhausted from all these back-to-backs, playing all these teams in this crazy schedule. But it's not like some kind of warning sign to specific players, but you, people are going to take it out of context. It is what it is. They'll be fine. It's
just, so what does fine mean?
Yeah, because I'm shocked that you look at it like that, Caleb. Like, I feel like you're being blind, but go ahead and answer that one.
I'm not being blind, dude. It's 12 games into the season. They're still
what? No, what did he mean, though? Left. What did he mean by saying that? That wasn't a good thing.
No. What he's saying is, I think, like, look, everyone is trying to do stuff. Like, Matt, look, when you're struggling, you naturally want to do things on your own because things aren't going right, you're losing, and so guys start to go one-on-one, that sort of thing. And I think he's talking about himself, too. I think Draymond has made some decisions throughout the game where he's like, that was probably, I should have done better. But I think that happens, though. I think guys start to do their own thing when you're not winning, right? When you're tired, when you're fatigued, when things aren't going well. But part of that also is because of the schedule. Like Steve Kerr talked about it. The team just is fatigued.
I'm going into my Stoney mode.
Appreciate the call.
I was
going
to tell, here I am. I'm being real, Stoney. I'm coming around. That's what happens when you get old.
Exactly.
You get tired.
Yeah.
Norm is 83. Pops, how you doing? I'm tired.
I know.
Why? I'm 83.
Exactly.
Yeah, Stoney at 212.
That's a 9.
Well, shoe fits.
Come on, that was pretty good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
99 Super Chat, Alan Day on the YouTube chat. Iggy was Jimmy Butler when he came to Golden State. A great sixth man.
No, he was everything. He was spry. Where's that? Steiny, I swear to God.
Jimmy Butler is not spry.
He was last year when he came. No, why did all the metrics change?
Please.
There's no standings for the jump ball in the minute after. Okay. I don't like how we look when the game starts. Draymond's running on that trot like me on Saturday mornings when it's a labor just to run up and down.
I want to know what Caleb means by fine. Oh, yeah, like when people say denial. We're going to be fine.
No, that was denial.
Yeah, I think you, could be a fine 42-42.
Is there anything going on with Mike Dunleavy or the Warriors and Joe Lacob with what's going on possibly in some locales, Dallas? I heard Shasky and Spadoni talking about it, Johnny, and I'll just put it out there. I was like, we're not ready for that. But is Anthony Davis...
How are they getting Anthony Davis? What do you have? What do you possess that would make the Dallas Mavericks want to trade Anthony
Kuminga?
Stop.
If they're going to try to start over, Kuminga, some picks, Pods,
stop.
Moody.
Stop. And that's the mistake we make right there. That's the mistake.
You saying they would hang out?
Yes. Kuminga and Pods and some picks. That's where we mess up. Pods and Kuminga.
Well, hey, don't come at me. We were told that Pods was untouchable in a trade. That we were told that.
Stop believing everything front office says.
I'm hurt, man. I am hurt.
Those picks might be looking pretty good.
It's true.
Those first round unprotected picks.
But that doesn't mean get excited about tonight.
Let me tell you something. You give up 4 unprotected picks for Anthony Davis, you deserve everything you get at that point. Oh, man. 888-957-9570 is the number.
Caleb sounded like me in the past.
Yes. If you would think this was a... Yeah, they might be fine. They might be 44-38 fine.
I'm going to say
this
to you.
They might be 41-41 fine. They might be 48-34 fine.
No, that's playing Central again. Okay. Who had that on the bingo card?
Well, so they were a play-in team last year, and they won with Jimmy Butler, and people, like, did you real... Not you.
But no, you can say it.
They were 23-8 with Butler, like, and people really thought, okay,
a top defensive team.
We'll just pick up where we left off.
Yeah, but what's crazy in that with rest? The season ends, everybody's vacation, chilling with their family, get your mentals right. And then, 12 games in, we can't be 8-4?
No.
9-3?
Why?
Because we toyed with the association regular season last year.
Oh, really?
So what, I'm asking you, what ingredient am I missing from last year?
When Jimmy Butler came to this team, they had some desperation, okay? And Curry got energized, and they won 23 of 31 games. And
defense was, they were playing deep.
Okay, if you think so.
But the numbers said it, we saw it.
You know what? F the numbers. Look at every game. Look at who they played. Look at the circumstances. It was a perfect storm to give them an opportunity to get on a roll, and they did. And here's the other thing that happens. Jimmy Butler's old, and this is the way he sometimes plays regular seasons. Like, we knew that. We knew that about Jimmy Butler.
Is there anything from Butler and Dre after the loss, because they got TKO'd, with both of what they said, Stani, that could be a positive leading into tonight? Because that's what's bothering me. I'm like, all hell has broke loose if we're saying this after 12 games.
I wouldn't say all hell is broken loose. I would just say they're struggling, they're trying to figure some stuff out, and they got some things going on that they gotta fix. But they can do all of that. All it means is they're gonna reach their potential. I don't think their potential is a Western Conference final. But they still gotta try to be the best team they can be. 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Monty Poole coming up at 1 o'clock. NBC Sports Bay Area covers the Golden State Warriors. And don't forget, Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Freeway, neither team a foul to give. Curry straightens up on the far wing. Gets a switch. Now gets Hardenstein. Now gets doubled. Comes back on Joe. Cut off. Now doubled. Pass to Draymond. Draymond to Moody. Takes the three. It's on the way. It's good for Moses Moody. Boy, that was close. I don't know if he got it off in time.
Oh.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
He didn't get it off in time, and then they fouled the three-point shooter at the other end, and a three-point game seemingly turned into a nine-point game.
Do you ever get jealous of a friend, Steiny?
Never. When it comes- not anymore. Not anymore. Those days are long
but I,
gone.
You know what? Since you said it like that, we know you check people's pockets, so if you got rich friends, I can see you being jealous.
I have a lot of rich friends.
So do I, and yeah. I'm happy for them.
Mine are richer than yours, I think.
Well, it's fine. But my friend Pete Lawrence, I'm a little jealous of him.
He's loaded.
No, he loves the Lakers. He loves the Lakers. Uh-huh. They're off to a great start, and they won a couple years ago.
Sure.
And the Dodgers and the Rams. Mm. And it's just like, it's been so long for me.
We only have three Giants World Series and four 49ers,
the Warriors 2022.
And four trips to the Super Bowl and the conference finals.
Here's Steiny. Did you tell Goo about what you've been working on since yesterday?
What did I mean? Lay it on me.
Your self-report.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Self-report?
No, self-reference.
No. But there was a report that was 42 pages about you.
I'll tell him later. That's going to occupy too much time.
42
right now.
Pages. Oh, my.
So how can...
How did
they get... No, I know. This is my enthusiastic Warrior fan voice. So Jimmy came last year and we went 23-8. How can we be so? What changed? Let's look at the 23-8. Let's look at it.
But why are you hating on it? Happened. I don't want you to look. What if I said, you know what's
partner? Then you don't want the answer.
No, because you know every metric improved. Defensively, we were involved.
And that's,
what the hell is Dre talking about?
You just want to let it
Jimmy
there.
That they don't want to. What are they talking about? And I'm going to put another right on the table. How bad did this reflect on Kerr? If you're the captain of the ship and you got your two stewards saying stuff is running rampant in the thing that you can't control.
Because
that's the first time
this has happened to the Warriors.
No, not like... Dude, who...
Not like
three
what?
3 points.
This is a one.
You want to hold shop, hold court.
Listen, Hey, this is nothing compared to a dude punching a teammate.
Okay, but that, you know what? That, hey,
I'm doing it anyway.
I swear, coming in.
Okay, here comes Jimmy Butler. Who do we got? At Chicago. They stink. They didn't make the playoffs. You won.
They were down early.
At Milwaukee. No Giannis. You won. You lost to Dallas. Okay? You laughed at this all last year. They beat Houston before the break. Houston didn't play any of their guys.
Oh, my God.
So it was a free win against Houston. At Sac, they stink. Home against Dallas, they weren't very good. Home against Charlotte, worst team in the league. Orlando, I guess, was a pretty good team last year. They won. Right. They lost to Philly. Then they beat Charlotte. Knicks, good win over the Knicks. Brooklyn, stinks. Detroit, average. Portland, not very good last year. Sac, terrible. Knicks, another nice win. Denver, you get beat. You beat Milwaukee. You beat Toronto, not very good. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't see a lot of Denver's, OKC's, and the big boys in that group.
But what's, why am I, yeah, what has me so concerned, I won't let last week go. You lost to Indy's JV team. You lost to the Bucks without Giannis.
Right.
And you had Steph.
So what?
So what, and you had Jimmy and Dre.
They're older. They can't just show up and win anymore, Goo. They can't.
What about the second timeline taking steps to help them?
How, let me.
Like, seriously, man.
What do you mean?
I got that exercise.
You
win.
Okay, fine. Then let's go to the other guys. You want to talk about Kuminga? You want to talk about Moody? You want to talk about Podge? You want
to
talk
about Just 2 weeks ago, we were, everybody, and I said it to someone. Right. Now everybody's kissing his ass.
Guru. Look at the Thunder's young players. No, the Warriors, okay, so let's just put a rat on the table. The Oklahoma City Thunder stars, they're better than the Warriors stars.
And I'm okay with that.
And their role players and young players are better than the Warriors young players.
I got that.
They're better top to bottom.
All right, but how did Portland whoop us by 30 that Friday night?
Well, because they're athletic, and it was a back-to-back. Let's go to Skip and Hayward.
Skip.
Hey, Skip, how you doing?
Hey, you guys. You guys are doing an amazing job. Hey. I was there last week, and I seen Steiny, and I was like, I didn't get a chance to have a beer with you, man. Ooh. I think you exited the side.
Guru was having all the beers for me that night.
He did an Irish goodbye, Skip. Way to call him out. Yes, Steiny did an Irish goodbye.
Hey, but look, hey, Guru, it was great seeing you too, brother. It's so much stuff to talk about with these Warriors, man. I think that they're just so inferior. They show up knowing that they're going to lose. You know, it's and everybody, every fan knows that they're going to lose. It's like, okay, I'm going to watch the first quarter, and I'm going to turn to Gunsmoke and watch a little bit of Gunsmoke.
Wow.
And I'll turn it back in the second quarter. There's so many holes. Starts at the top, though. I really just want Draymond. Day, shut up. Just shut your pipe.
Man.
Shut up.
Man.
Bro, or be an assistant coach. Sit down with your 3 and 2 rebounds, bro.
Yeah.
Because you stuck it up. I see 11, 3, 13, and 12. That's what it was. The big three is really Kuminga, Steph, and Jimmy. That's 11, 13, and 12, man. Those are the numbers. And pause. Also runs his mouth. I want to be better than Steph. Bro, how about just be good in the G League? Yeah. How about you're 1 foot out of the league? You're garbage. You can't even keep up with anybody in the NBA. No one is scared of the Warriors. Yeah, right. And it's Moody and Will Richard are dogs, bro. If we had about 7 more of those cats, AF attitude. Nobody cares who the Warriors are. Bro, I just, the team looks and are inferior, and you know, that's all I have.
No, today, I got man. You.
Thanks, Skip. Appreciate the call.
And I'm going to say something, Steiny. You tell me if I'm wrong, and I love the Warriors. You know I do. Clifford Ray, Joe Barry Carroll. They're not a fun watch offensively. Can I say that? They're not. It's hard. It's the pregnancy offense. It's a labor. And if Curry's not going bonkers or YOLO, what do we really got? And Jimmy now is leaning on the pump fake more than ever. But you know what that means? Hey, it'll work. You'll get to the line 11, 12 times tonight. But you know what's happening, Steiny? Is that's a sign of you're dependent on it. You ain't a superhero no more, it doesn't feel like.
Right. And I
offensively and defensively.
And didn't we feel a good chunk of that last year with Butler as the season wore on?
Well, he hurt me in the miniseries, but I put that on the back.
Okay. Well, because you can still put it on the back. You can put it on the back. You can put it on Steph's sickness. You can put it on Draymond's tendonitis or whatever he has.
I got a question about what Skip said real quick, Steiny.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about Steve Kerr until these guys start talking and barking. That's not a good look on the head coach.
You think he cares?
Ooh.
I don't mean he doesn't care.
But
I'm sure he's like.
Well, when he joins Willard and Dibbs this week, we'll find out. But I got to be honest, Steiny. I don't know if I like that from my OGs this early.
Yeah, I can see that.
And you guys are not exactly lighting it up.
They're not good. The big three have not been good this year. Why can't we just say that? None of the big three have come close.
Well, how close is Dre to being out of the big three? Because he's right. Skip's right. It's Kuminga.
Well, if he's out of the big three, then you're done. Because you can't... There is no alternative if Draymond is falling off.
Well, you're going to laugh. I want more Richard and Moody.
Great. That's great. And you may get them. And what do you think you're going to get with that? A winning streak?
No, I'm going to get guys that as soon as the ball's tipped, I'm going to get energy. All this right. Team has no life early on.
See, here's the thing. 415 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. 408, you guys are so negative, and Steiny is having a field day today. No one wants to listen to him today. Okay, they might stink, but it's still our team. Gosh, and that's the problem. I don't think they stink, but you want to keep talking about this team like they're a championship potential team, and they can go deep. That's where, like, what am I supposed to say? No, you're right. You guys are right. They can make a big run. Right now, I don't think they can. But if you keep looking at this team like Western Conference Finals, well, yes, then they stink. They're underachieving.
But that's only one more round than last year. You know?
What are you saying?
Let me ask you this. Here's
my question.
They admitted that's what
Very
they're doing.
Very simple question. Did the Warriors get better over the offseason?
No.
Exactly. They got worse because their most important players are now a year older.
Or the additions that you brought in are something that this team didn't
need. They only brought in one guy.
Yeah.
He brought in Al Horford.
And he brought his cane.
But what did you think, though? Like, I thought Horford would be a nice acquisition.
Go get somebody that can cause some ruckus. They
don't have the money to do that.
Energy is on 100. You can... Guess what? I see lesser guys doing this.
Yeah. I hate to do this. Go ahead. Go out there. Get a young guy, whoever he is, 6'10", athletic. Guess what? He won't fit in.
I'm getting goosebumps.
He won't fit in.
Well, that's a problem.
Because he's going to be too young, too raw... And not able to play in this system. That there's a reason they went to get Horford, and it's because they knew that even if he was older, he could come in here and understand things absolutely right away. And he understands the system, but he's 40 years old.
I'll say this, and I hear you. I hear every word, and I hear what's being written, and the Warrior fans on the station all day with the other two shows, Willard and Dibbs and the Morning Roast, Steiny. But the bottom line is I'm watching Bonte. Everybody's wearing this. I'm listening to Fitz and Kalena. I'm listening to Tim Roy. We could just play that. Like, how many times can you go find clips of they didn't say it, but I'll say it. It sounds of disgust. Like, what is going on? And what is alarming to me is we are the you just showed up to work. It's not even the 10 o'clock coffee break, and you're talking about getting out of work. That's what's concerning. And for Jimmy Butler, who I do believe might be frustrated, because Draymond, you need to get a ball to Jimmy. That's just me. I'm no coach. And Draymond, you're frustrated with your play. But for you two to go up there and kind of just go Ghostbusters as if guys aren't on the right pay, you do that stuff when you are playing your A game. And they're not.
Well, if they're playing their A game, they're winning, and then they're not going to need to do that. I'll meet you in the middle, Sabo, on the YouTube chat. Meet me in the middle. They aren't as bad as they look, but they're not that good either.
So that means play-in.
Well, I there's still 70 games left, so I don't want to. Who knows?
They were 4-1 at one point.
Okay. I mean, great. And they were 12-3 last year, and then they were 15-15. Let's go to Coach in Vallejo.
Oh, man, I'm waiting to hear from him.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
All right.
First of all, you're looking at the Warriors of 10 years ago, okay? And this is not that team.
Okay.
And the other NBA teams, you know, they don't look at the Warriors and say, we have to play our A game. Mm. No, they're looking at the Warriors and say, these old men aren't going to beat us.
Damn.
That's why that young guy for Indianapolis, he looked at Steph and
Quinn Jackson.
I can take Steph Curry. Yeah, he said, I can take Steph Curry. That's why the guy, you know, scowling down at Draymond, they say these old men cannot keep up with us. So, you know, Steiny's right. We're looking at the Warriors the wrong way. They are not a championship team. And, you know, a year ago, Goo, is a year ago. And when you're older, a year ago is like 10 years ago.
I hear you, okay? Man. Yeah,
well, that's the sad
But, Coach,
part.
Let me say this, that's and I'll let you finish.
Sure.
Am I off base to you by being upset by the comments of Dre, who I don't think is playing well, and Jimmy for that matter, because I'm holding him to a high standard? I didn't appreciate those comments last night. Say who you're talking to if you're going to take it there this early, and now you got the whole world looking at the Warriors from afar like, oh, all hell is broken loose. I don't define that as leadership.
Goo, you're absolutely correct. If Draymond wanted to say that type of conversation, he should have started with self.
Mm.
You always start with self first.
Damn.
If you're any type of leader at all, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. Steph and I and Jimmy, we're the leaders of the team. We're not doing this.
Wow.
That's what a real leader is. Draymond is a coward, okay? He's always been a coward. With the sucker punch with Poole, he's a coward, okay? So, no, well, Draymond, you know what? I think Draymond would make an excellent coach of the Warriors. I think he should take off his uniform, take Kerr's place. I think Draymond knows the X's and O's as well as anybody in basketball. But as a player now, he is not an all-star. He is not a defensive player of the year. This is not the Draymond of 7 or 8, 10 years ago, okay? So, no, Draymond shouldn't even be in the starting lineup, and that's my take. I'm an older guy. I'm 70 years old. I know something about being older. You have to step aside and let the young guys take over. When is that? The smart people, like I did, I knew when to retire from my job. I was tired of being the old man at the job.
Wow.
Okay? The
wow.
young people didn't
yeah.
listen to me.
They were, me too.
They were saying, Coach. They were saying, Coach, hey, it's time to go. You know? So, no, you don't want to be the old dude at the club, dude.
No,
nope.
I got to. Hey, Coach, I was in the gym the other day, and I'm listening to your compliment to Evan. So I told Stoddy, I'm waiting. I'm hitting the iron. So when you call, I can get one of those in the future.
You got it, dude. You got it. I will give him the compliment.
I got to get in there first.
Yeah. I mean, the thing that.
Wow, Coach. Start like, with yourself.
The thing that hits me, too, is I get it. You can be disappointed, and you can think that, you know, this team should be better. But here's what I don't get.
Give it to
me. I'm going to say the word.
Yeah.
I don't get the incredulity.
Yeah.
I don't get why people are incredulous. I just don't understand how people can't, like, believe or understand what they're seeing.
No,
we know what we're seeing. Like,
so you think I'm living in the past? Coach said it.
Yes.
But if I go to last April, that when I went to visit Bob Myers on the ESPN,
so we're
going to
do this. We're going
to
do this all year.
No, that's not 2016. That was just months ago.
So,
Steiny,
let me ask you a question. I'm not saying you got to tell me I'm right or Steiny. How many times have I said that it happens fast?
A million.
Okay. Well, this is what's happening. It's happening right in front of our eyes. Especially with Draymond Green.
And
it's
Jimmy's
happening
not
to Klay Thompson in Dallas.
What? Surgery and the doctor took away.
Well, Jimmy Butler's been hurt his whole career here and there.
Man.
Let's go to Frank in Atlanta.
Oh, Frank.
Hey, Frank. How you doing, buddy?
We need answers.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We need
Everybody
answers.
Okay?
We need answers, Frank.
Okay, Guru, I'm going to put it to you like this. This is not a hard concept to understand. The Warriors are old. We have to change our pace of play.
Mm.
The Warriors cannot run up and down the court and lose a game because they make 20 turnovers. The Warriors will be a 45-win team at the most as long as they keep doing the same thing that's on the scouting report that everybody already knows. Jimmy Butler came here last year and changed our scouting report because he caught the ball inside and went to the basket. So nobody knew what to do with the Warriors. And then they got a scouting report, and they figured out how to defend it.
Mm.
So this year, we started out, nobody had a scouting report for the first four or five games. Then they figured out they're the same Warriors, and this is who we are, and this is who we've been for the last 2.5 years. We are a team that plays on two levels, and two levels only. If we do not make a layup, it's a three-point shot. Mm. Until the Warriors learn how to create, take, and make mid-range jump shots, you will continue to exist in mediocrity because everybody knows what to do and everybody knows how to defend you.
Wow.
And that's the end of the discussion. You will never be a threat in the NBA.
Wow.
Thanks, Frank.
Yeah, we're not scaring nobody, Stoney. That, no, seriously, we are not.
And I don't think it doesn't matter. I don't really think they were scary last year, but who knows? Here's the other thing. Like, and so let's just take Curry and Green.
Yeah.
Do you understand that if, like, here's what...
They're not improving is if that's where you're going.
They're going to turn the ball over at a higher
rate.
They're
in the top three, second and third.
Right.
Dre with 32, why? Curry with 24.
Curry's always been careless.
So I got you. Even when they were young, that came with it. But you were so prolific in what
Steph
you did
Curry
outside.
And Draymond Green are turning the ball over more
yes.
because of their age. Like, they just are. Curry's not quite as quick. Draymond's telegraphing
stuff. But it
doesn't
make it any better or worse.
What did you expect? Did nobody gets better at this age. And here's the other thing. Mm. Like, Kuminga, guess what? You want to play him like you're playing him? He's going to be a very high turnover guy.
And he's on the scouting report.
How come, Steiny? Because he's not a great ball handler.
So what do we really have? Like, seriously, you're laughing. That's why I'm saying Anthony Davis, Ja, whatever. What? Who? The Giannis dream? Like, I'll ask you right now. How's Mike D done? And I'm saying that without an answer. I don't have an answer.
This is what I mean. Like, I'm not going to throw in the towel after that game last night. I mean,
my towel is the Western Conference Finals.
I can't say when they're 4-1, they're going to the Western Conference Finals, and now just because they're 6-6, they flat out stink. I mean,
but we don't control what they do. What I'm saying to you, Stoney, 6-6 hits different when you got guys talking at the end of the game about the team dynamic behind closed doors. That lets me know something else is going on in that locker room. And that's not Warrior-like.
Yes, it is. It's been their MO as long as Draymond's been here. Like, it just has. Like, this is the good and the bad of Draymond. Like, the good is that he's this guy who can do this and has done it and gotten results. But he's not the same player anymore.
Well, he needs to figure that out, too.
Neither is Steph, and neither is Butler.
Do you think it's a good thing they got a game tonight? I don't know if it is.
Well, it doesn't. It's
no. I'm just asking you.
Well, they had to play this. The schedule came out, 4 months ago. So yes, it's a good thing.
They get beat by 20. What happens after the game? Now I'm glued to that stuff after the game. Because you set a standard yesterday where you get blown out. You're down 36. Well, one of your stars takes three shots.
Like, I'll never, I mean, come on, man. In a league of greed and guys getting out of bed, trying to shoot it 20, 25 times, Jimmy's at a point to where, yeah, I'll just shoot it 3 times, and that's okay. And, but then all hell breaks loose, what I deem all hell breaks loose, what's part two of it?
So
please win tonight.
Why don't you just say, you know what? They're not a Western Conference Finals team right now.
Because I'm going to do what you just told me. I'm not throwing in the all towel. Right. Because I seen just last year them do – it was better than this.
I'm losing it.
Well, of course it was better than this.
Evan, get Priest on the phone.
Because it was new.
Yeah.
And now –
he's too old.
888-957-9570 is the number. That segment brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.